Welcome. Thank you for joining us. Welcome back. Many thanks to our sponsors, MTN Nigeria. You can watch live on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. Let us know what you think as we go along on the show today. You can also send us your Twitter via at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. Now, let's start with the Vanguard newspaper. My account had been frozen, Sunday Igbo cries out. My accounts have been frozen. Sunday Igbo cries out.
Yeah, okay. Now, whatever side of the divide you are about who's or what Sunday Igbo is, he has become a kind of national figure. Or at least let's just say so that we don't have an argument. He has become a regional figure. When you get to that point in your life, you have to be well managed and you need people to advise you, no matter how good your intentions are, on one, your actions, two, the use of language, your temperament. These things are very, very important. Now, this is just to lay a foundation. Listen carefully and get to my point. Mr. Sunday Igboho yesterday said that the federal government has frozen his bank account following his attack on the killer herdsmen. It is said in this story that he confirmed that all his bank accounts have been frozen by the federal government because some people were collecting donations and saying he had no hand in it. I'm wondering, if you had no hand in it, how come your accounts are involved? But that's not for me to determine. And I don't, you know, that's for the, you know, security to determine all that. But this is the part that worries me about Mr. Sunday Igboho. He says that he warned that his accounts must be unfrozen to avoid nationwide protests by youth across the Southwest region. You don't talk like that. You don't issue threats like that. What happens is that you get people to say these things on your behalf. And you first of all must always show a relative hand of peace. And then you must always have legality at the back of your mind. What I expected, what Mr. Sunday Igboho could easily have done, would be to take the federal government to court, and his lawyer or his spokesperson can make statements like this, not statements like this credited to him. It is not done. Strategically, it's not even good. And this is very good advice to him. And he goes on to say, I know Yoruba people are behind me. They have frozen me because I'm fighting the just cause. I will not relent. I must achieve. If they refuse to release my account, there will be a serious protest across the Southwest. Mr. Sunday Igboho, you don't use this kind of language. Somebody else could even say that on your behalf. Why you wait, sit back, and contemplate your action? This is simply an operational advice and procedure that I'm giving to him. Whether I believe in his cause or not is nobody's business, because I'm only one individual. And so that is neither here nor here. But I am very, very keen on making sure that this gentleman doesn't step on a landmine, hurt by people who don't know. What you're doing, you're trying to salvage your people. Fine, it's noble in a way. They have no problem. But operationally and whatever, strategically, you have to be extremely careful. And that is that. Now, there's a second story here
that's
attached to it. Yeah. You want to read that?
Yes, I will. Farmers headers clash. Anyone who bears arms unlawfully must be arrested. That's the presidency speaking.
No, it wasn't the presidency speaking. It was Femi Adesina in an interview on Channels. You see, when I heard this morning that the president, I said no. Adesina was invited to an interview, and somewhere during that, he said, anyone who bears arms unlawfully must be arrested. And I found this embarrassing. I thought that was a given. You don't even need a presidential directive.
That's what I said this morning myself.
Oh, you said
Yeah.
Okay.
you don't need to say that.
It's a given. Now, if this was meant to be used as a channel to react to what is going on, I'm sorry, the approach has been completely wrong. This is what I expect, or what should have happened, or what I believe could have happened. You have a high security meeting or cabinet meeting or whatever it is. After that, you come out with a 6, 8, 10 point statement making statements specifically on the current problems that we have. Not some casual thing dropped in an interview. The presidential spokesman says, anybody who bears arms unlawfully must. That's a given. You don't need to be instructed. The Scottish people don't need to be instructed. We still need a federal government categorical response, preferably from the topmost level to the current crisis that we have, and it is just not coming yet. Some people have seen, some things have been passed to me in the social media. He doesn't need to speak. He doesn't. A lot of people make comments that they don't even understand what governance is all about. The most important thing about governance is leadership and perception. You must show leadership. People must have that perception and have that faith in you as a leader. Anything short of that would lead to the kind of shortfalls and whatever we have in our society today. And I'm sorry, a casual approach is not going to solve this problem. It has to be taken head on. It has to be taken head on. On the propriety of freezing Sunday Igboho's accounts, I think is going to heighten tension, if you ask me. Because in any case, he can always bypass his own accounts and still get the money that he wants. So, I mean, this kind of tactics really, at the end of the day, all it will do is to heighten tension. And you, by doing so, you always play into the hands of activists and so on and so forth. Every activist wants to be arrested. He wants his accounts frozen. He wants people around him arrested so that he can heighten the tension around him. And this stands to benefit. So these two stories in one, these are my reactions to the two stories that you have here in one. One is that Sunday Boho's accounts have been frozen. I'd ask the government to please unfreeze it. There's no point. If he's going to get access to money, he can get loads. In fact, what this is going to do is going to make people more determined to make sure that he lays his hands on the cash that he needs. And of course, rather than freeze his account, why don't you monitor it?
Yummy Williams on Facebook says, Sunday Igboho yesterday denied calling for a civil war and warned that any piece of news from a particular newspaper should be disregarded. The media should be circumspect when airing news credited to him.
So, well, luckily, this program is predicated on what we read in the newspapers, and right. You will find that Sherif is always insistent on quoting the paper. He's always insistent on quoting the paper. This is from the Vanguard, and the Vanguard claims that they spoke to him. So we are reacting to this story. If it turns out to be false, then there's a problem somewhere. But we are reacting to this story.
Ni also said that Sunday Igboho's plight or so-called threat and agitations has not been dealt with logically. Rather, the government keeps exchanging words with him. Let the government address these gross insecurities.
Yeah, they should. I mean, there are no two ways to it.
Let's take this headline from the Vanguard newspaper. Labour CSOs kick as FG plans fresh fuel price hike. Vanguard for you.
Yeah, I'm going to go a bit personal here. I started my full-time journalism career in 1982 as an assistant editor then of the Financial Punch. This is 1982. We are in 2021. How many years is that?
That's a lot of years.
That's a lot of years.
About 38 or so.
Almost 40. Now, why I said so is that, believe you me, God bless the soul of Victor Ogundikwe, who was then my editor, and Kwame Adimuli, he was a deputy editor. As at 1982, we were dealing with the issue of oil prices and fuel hike. And I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Do you know why?
Why?
What we should have done over the last 30 or whatever 40 years, we have not done. Because it is embarrassing that 40 years down since when this argument came up, the likes of Patu Tommy, all of them position papers and so on and so forth, we are still doing the wrong thing. How can we be importing fuel as an oil-producing nation? That is the bottom line. I'm not interested in any analysis about the landing cost and this and that. I'm not going to get... Look, you need to choose the problems of Nigeria you want to align yourself with as we are now. No, I'm telling you. You need to...
Must we align ourselves with problems?
No, you have to know. You know what I mean by align? Yeah, you have to. The one that concerns you directly, you deal with. You have to deal with COVID. You have to deal with insecurity. These are major ones. This one, there is only one solution to it, and we have refused to take it over the past 40. Our political elite have taken us on a long journey back and forth and back and forth, and we still don't have any resolution in sight. Therefore, the analysis here that talks about the rising as Bonnie Light hits $59 per barrel and so on and so forth,
right,
which should have been a benefit to us as an oil producing, but since we lack the wherewithal to do the needful, we're still back, you know, to importing fuel, and that affects, of course, affects the cost of the, and then you're not talking of a fuel hike, and labor, as usual, will huff and puff, and will not blow the house down. So,
well, they are kicking now.
No, they will
kicking is part of it.
They will kick and huff and puff. At the end of the day, we know we are all. I've been through this so many times. Yeah. I've covered so many strikes, gone to so many seminars.
But why is this news though? Because the reason I ask the question is because we've been told before now that they've removed subsidy from petrol, at least to a large extent. So market forces are determining the oil prices right now.
Not market forces, corruption. Excuse me.
No. But they have said that is what is happening.
They have said, but to a large extent, what we have here is nobody can actually tell you, Sheriff, how these prices are computed. They put all kinds of things out there. But you know that the closely guarded whatever is everything that goes on in the... Don't let's deceive ourselves. And I'm not going to break my head. I have COVID to think of. I have insecurity to think of. I have the consequences of freezing Sunday Boho's account to think of than to think.
Why are you thinking of that one? Why are you thinking of that
it's
one?
It's my job now. That's what you pay me to do. Are you not my paymaster?
To think of the consequences of Sunday Boho's frozen account.
Yes, now. Look, the man is, whether you like it or not, at the very least, is a regional figure.
Oh, well.
And that is going to, you will see what will happen during the day. And if he could come and say, The Yorubas will protest and the youth will also protest. He must know something that some of us don't know.
Perhaps, yeah.
And if we are now going to allow our youth to be put at risk and shot and whatever, and Yorubas are going to allow them because somebody's account has been frozen, isn't that a problem?
That's disappointing.
Oh.
That's really disappointing.
I mean, my good neighbor, Mrs. Ogutu, would say, you have to pick your quarrel, you have to pick your fight. You can't fight on all fronts.
that's a fight.
Let me now say something I really shouldn't say.
Yeah.
But that's the truth.
Yeah.
In this country now, when certain things happen, you just pray that God will provide for you to wait through whatever it is. For example, as the price has gone up, you just pray that God will just make sure that you have the provision to buy the 4 liters you need to put in your Better Pass My Generator, so at least so you can listen to whatever for 2 hours a day. We are in the worst crisis ever. You know? And the solutions appear so simple. Why we can't take it, only God knows. We don't have the resolve. You know, we don't have the determination.
Right. Well, we're live on Facebook and on YouTube. If you like to watch on your devices, feel free to go there and watch and drop your comments as well. Let's stick with the Vanguard newspaper. Intertribal conflict. Leaders must unite against criminality. Divisive forces. This is the Senate speaking.
Well, for all it's worth, let's see how far the Senate will go in intervening in the current crisis that we have. If the federal government or the government side is not going to live up to whatever, let's hope the Senate and the reps will kick them into action. And this is a bit of a relief to say that it says that the National Assembly will consult other tiers of government to address the tension in Nigeria. And that is some kind of relief, okay? And insist that Joint Committee working on PIB will continue work before end of March. That's another issue entirely.
That's right.
But the Senate has said that they want to, you know, attack this monster that we have, and they will work with other tiers of government. I can't wait for 2023, when hopefully we'd have some other kind of leadership that will show a bit more resolve in solving these issues. The center has gone to bed as it is now. The center has gone to bed. Whatever, it's not, no propaganda can change that. You know, the center has gone to bed.
Let's take a look at the punch quickly. Lagos government shuts Yaba overpass for 2 weeks. Story here on page 20 of the Punch.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking this morning in the bathroom that can't the Lagos State Government, in conjunction with federal and all other bodies, have what you would call an engineering timetable? I mean, these things don't pop up overnight. Can't we have a timetable that says that, okay, we need to do this, so you can align all... You see, part of the problem you have with traffic is this arbitrary construction going on in various areas. Building,
at the
roads,
same time.
Water
works
at
most
the same
time.
You see, at the time you have locked down the third mainland bridge and can only access it by 11 or whatever, you're not shutting down and the Yaba overpass for 2 weeks. That's a prescription for disaster. Mm. And it is the same all over the state. I'd like to challenge the government. Between the commissioner for works, transport, set up some kind of committee and have what we will call a works timetable. That says that, okay, if we're going to work in this area, we'll do it for 2 weeks. And so Lagosians are going through a lot of pressure. It took me close to 3 hours yesterday to go from here to all just to Ikeja here, you know, by road. I said by road as if I could have gone by. But I was just not bold enough. I would have taken the flight by Okada. Yes. But, let's put in some thinking into the things that we do and not just have them popping up arbitrarily. Now you're going to lock down the Yaba Pass again for another 2 weeks. The third mainland bridge was supposed to be opened, I think, next week or so. Then the Yaba overpass or wherever this is not going to be locked down. And I think that the state government needs to look into that. Let's see corporate action at work. I'm sorry to say, I'm reluctant to say it, but I've found a lot more capacity in the time of Fashola than you have now. And that means that it can be done. When the third mainland bridge was being repaired, when Fashola was governor, it was seamless. It was seamless. I'm sorry to say this, but we must tell ourselves some home truths. There's a capacity problem. And you can tap from the reservoir of this man. You can use the resources that he used. You know, instead of this flip-flopping that we have all over the state.
Well, staying with the Punch newspaper, back to page 9. Oshomole aligns with Akonde, says, revalidation against APC constitution. This is in line with the
well, he jolly well might be right. Of course, you know, is the power for control of the party. But if you get a feeling that your party list has been tampered with up to the point that you are not even sure how many party members you have, I don't see anything wrong with the revalidation. We're being told that this is meant to hang somebody out to dry because of his ambition. But the truth is, what has that somebody himself done in the past to warrant this? Okay, so at a corporate level, the argument would be to tell Oshomole that, look, the list that you talk about, the original list that you talk about, we are not even sure of. We need to revalidate that list. And I don't think you need the constitution to tell you that. We must understand that it's not everything that will be... Is it written in the constitution that you should have your bath every morning? Is it written in the constitution that you should eat 3 times a day? The United Kingdom doesn't have what you call a constitution. They still get by, you know. But the truth is, let's be gentlemanly and civil in the things that we do. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
If there's anything wrong with the current list, there's nothing wrong in asking people to come. And in any case, he showed up for the revalidation himself. So what's the whole argument?
What are we now talking about? Second base. Let me hear you say it.
But don't take words. I can sue you for... for copyright.
Okay. I will not say it again. I will only say it when you are there. That one you cannot sue me. I'm saying it in your presence, so you cannot sue me.
So that you have, because you know the other day you were talking about loudspeaker.
Yeah.
But so yeah, my loudspeaker. I'm gonna kill you, I tell you.
Let's look at the Nation newspaper. I met APC leaders on national matters, says Fanny Kayode. That's here from the Nation.
Yeah, all of a sudden now, Fanny Kayode, who had been in the forefront of not necessarily divided Nigeria, but for everybody to go his own way, now says that he's meeting with the APC, and he says that he's discussing the state of the nation and the issues, party for looking forward, and so on and so forth. Fanny Kayode is a smart aleck, and I like him. He's my bro. I know him very well, and I like him. He's smarter than most of us. He's smarter, I'm telling you, he's smarter than me. if you get what I mean. He's much more streetwise than I am. And believe you me, he's a man to watch, irrespective of what you might think about him. But let's see how he pans out. Because it's going to be quite significant that Fanny Kayode would end up in the APC. And the question you would then ask is, what value is he bringing? In terms of numbers, in terms of whatever it is, what value is he bringing? But he's a survivor. And if you Google Obasanjo's statement, you know, I'm not going to repeat all that. I don't want to be in the middle of two, well, one full old adult and what, you know, abusing each other. But if you go, if you Google Obasanjo's statement on him, you will get a fair idea of what I'm talking about. Well, to Femi, smart guy, keep at it, okay? Remember, he wanted to go round until the thing got truncated.
Right.
He said it was going around the nation,
right,
and so on and so forth. The man is a smart aleck, I tell you. And also remember that he's on trial.
Yes.
Just
he
for
is.
You to keep that in the left corner so that you can understand where all this might end.
Raji Olabanji Wasu says, here in Malaysia, PMS is one of the cheapest commodities to buy. I wonder why the price of PMS does not fluctuate here according to... Okay, according to... I think we lost that message. Yeah. It's talking about how PMS shouldn't be expensive. Okay, right then. Let's go and talk about another story here from the Punch newspaper. Lagos plans more schools. Another one here on the same page says 50 vulnerable Lagosians get government financial assistance.
Yeah, the Lagos State government has come up with an initiative called Sanwo-Olu Listens. And therefore, yesterday, the governor empowered just 50 vulnerable residents of the state. Sanwo-Olu, who's supposed to listen to millions of people under his watch in the state, at a ceremony. At a ceremony, not just, and he said, I'm delighted to be at this event and listen to some of the beneficiaries as they table their priorities. 50 people of all the millions. Mr. Sanwo-Olu, you are not expected to empower 50 people, show some sympathy and give them cash, because you're supposed to make life livable for majority of Lagosians, and you're not doing that. If nobody will tell you, I will. Whoever devised this scheme called Sanwo-Olu Listens is doing you more harm than good. Take it from me. I've worked as a PR expert before and handled multinationals, so I know whoever designed this is doing you a great disservice. Sanwo-Olu Listening should be making life... It should be facing the issues of traffic. That's why I tied it in with Lagos State Plans More School, which is a good initiative. Those are the things you should be doing. Your Excellency, well, it doesn't like Excellency. Those are the things I have to address you directly today. Whoever planned this scheme is going to do you. What it's going to do is going to make you look like a megalomaniac who has nothing to offer. And these, I'm sure, were the same people who stood in the way of the progress of your predecessor. So if you don't take it from me now to read in a national newspaper that Sanwo-Olu Listens and you empowered 50 Lagosians at the ceremony, it's a waste of executive time, and it's going to if care is not taken, it's going to affect people's perception of you. Because who are these 50 people? How are they chosen? Then all kinds of things. Is it spread all over all the local governments, all over the world? You're creating a problem for yourself. I'm sorry, sir, I have to address you directly, but it has gotten to that point where we need to look ourselves eye to eye and tell ourselves the truth. And well, good luck. If majority now happen to like it, I'll go along with what everybody wants. But what I know is that this is going to do more harm than good if care is not taken.
Okay. We must go now. Jimmy, what's coming up at 9?
Dear Bumi.
Who is coming?
I knew you knew who is coming. That's why, yeah.
No,
the two enfant terribles, the two most important women in my life
are going to be.
They will introduce themselves.
Okay.
But they are the two most important women in my life as we speak.
Uh-huh. As we speak now.
As we speak, they are the two most important. I have to lay the ground. It's politics. I have to lay the ground.
But they've heard you now.
They're the two most important that I value most. The two most important. Anybody will go there and bring it down. They're the two most important. At least as at now.
What if somebody is listening online right now and, you know,
they are
listening
to
you?
They are the two most important. Be with us at 9 to find out who they are.
Okay. All right, Jimmy, thank you so much for coming around.
Okay, I'll see you, Sheriff.
Many thanks to our sponsors, MTN Nigeria. We're back tomorrow at 7:30 on Dailies Today. Let's bring you the news right now. At 8 o'clock, we'll be talking food insecurity. How much are you spending on food daily, personally? And how much are you spending in your household on food now? Let's know what the situation is. I'll be having Bolajoko Fadipe, the CEO of Food Click, in the studio in a moment. Good morning to you.